News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we were talking earlier, the number of people in Ireland aged 85 and over is projected to almost quadruple in the next 30 years. That's according to CSO. What does that mean, though, for the economics of a country and how do we adapt? We're joined by Aideen Doris, Labour economist, former member of the Pension Commission and a member of the Department of Economics at Maynooth University. Aideen, I imagine this creates quite a number of challenges if we have so many people over the age of 85 in 30 years' time?
Hi, Shane. Yeah, it does. In lots of ways, this is great news, right? That people are surviving longer.
Yeah.
And
I hope to be one of those over 85 in 30 years' time. Yeah.
But the problem is how to fund this. So at the moment, there are about 4.5 working age people for every person of pension age. That's going to fall to about 3.5 by 2051, by 2031, and to 2.3 by 2051. So over the next kind of 25, 26 years, it's going to kind of, the support for the pensioners is going to halve. And the thing is that we pay for, so this is all about the state pension, right? This is not about occupational pensions. This is about the state pension, which is designed just to keep people out of poverty. Nothing very ambitious, just to stop them, you know, falling through that net. And it's paid for on a pay-as-you-go basis. So basically, today's workers pay for today's pensioners. And that's always been the way it is. And it's the way it is in most countries. So we do need workers to fund those increased pension costs.
We do. And you're uniquely qualified to talk about this because you sat on the Pension Commission. And it was a pretty impressive group of people who came together to make a series of recommendations, which I think I'm right in saying the Oireachtas committee on basically took and threw in the bin. Am I unfair in saying that about that Oireachtas committee?
That's a little bit unfair. So you know, the headline recommendation from us was that the pension age should be increased. But we did put together alternative packages. That wasn't the only option we gave the government. We said, you know, there are various ways you can fund this. Most of the members of the commission were in favour of including an increase in the pension age. Now, it was going to be a very gradual increase up from current 66 up to 68. Most of us felt that was the best package that we put together because the alternative is increasing PRSI contributions and increasing government contributions directly from general tax.
Aideen, you know that like politically, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. It doesn't look like any government will have the nerve to do this. And we saw it became a huge issue
to increase the pension age.
Yeah, it became a huge issue in the general election. Mm-hmm. And Sinn Féin exploited it fully to very good political effect. Like, are we living in cloud cuckoo land if we think we can continue with a pension age of 65 when everyone is living 85 and longer?
I wouldn't necessarily say cloud cuckoo land, but we have to be willing to accept the alternative, which is increased taxes and increased PRSI. So, you know, even with the increase in the pension age, we were going to have to increase PRSI contributions. This is to both workers, from both workers and employers. And also there was going to be an increase in exchequer funding, which, of course, all other things being equal, has to be funded by taxes unless you want to start cutting government services to pay for it.
Okay.
So there is an alternative. But I don't think that that's particularly palatable to the Irish public either. Now, the government has started enacting some of the increases. They're small, which is what we recommended, but those, so 0.1% PRSI increase for the last two budgets was actually enacted. It's so small that most people didn't even comment on it. But the projection is that there will be successive increases year on year, and that those increases will have to get bigger over time.
Okay.
So
right,
the PRSI payments will have to increase. And that is an alternative, and it's, of course, the government's prerogative to make that decision.
Aideen.
But there would have been less needed if the pension age had been increased.
Aideen Doris, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Ciara, I'll just very briefly say on that, there is utter political cowardice and political populism about this issue. The Dáil will sit on their hands in relation to this issue and until it's too late.
I actually think you're right. I think we will sleepwalk our way up to this one. And you made the absolutely clear point during that interview when you said, can we all retire at 65 if we're all living beyond 85? In other words, who's going to pay for grown adults, particularly grown adults with high levels of need because we're older adults, to not work for 20 years of their life or not work for, could it be 40 years of our lives?
Yeah. Let us know what you think of it all. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.